Compliments of the new season. Here's to a soulful series for people living with HIV and those who are living with other chronic conditions. I have titled it The Power of Letting Go. This is Unmasked and Thriving, and my name is TD. I am your host. There are moments in life when holding on hurts more than letting go. Moments when the tight grip we keep on the life we once imagined, the health we once had, the relationship we depended on, starts to strangle the very breath out of our lungs. To live with HIV or any other chronic condition is to live with a quiet ache. An ache for who we were, for what we thought life would be, for the things and people we lost along the way. But what if letting go wasn't a defeat? What if it was the start of our next becoming? Meryl Streep once said, "Let things fall apart. Stop exhausting yourself trying to hold them together. Not everything is meant to last forever, and forcing what is already breaking will only drain you." In chronic illnesses, so much effort goes into appearing okay, smiling through pain, explaining your meds, justifying your joy, and sometimes hiding your fatigue. But this is your permission to stop performing wholeness and start embracing real healing. Let go of the shame. Let go of those who make your diagnosis your identity. Let go of people who only stayed for your strength, not your struggle. Let go of expectations that were never yours to begin with. Let people misunderstand you. Let them say, "You don't look sick." Yes, let them say, "You should be grateful. At least it's manageable." Stop fearing the unknown. You've survived this long with grace no one saw. You've adapted, evolved, rebuilt, and you will again. What is meant to stay will stay. What is meant to leave will leave. You are not losing control. You are returning to alignment. To be chronically ill is to live in constant transition. But transition is not the enemy. Stagnation is. Let your older self grieve. Let your new self rise. There is a rhythm to this life, a sacred pattern, endings, beginnings, a flare up, a breakthrough, a breakdown, a breakthrough again. Don't fear this unraveling. It's often how healing begins. Ask yourself gently, what am I holding on to that is holding me back? A version of health you can't return to? A person who once supported you but now disappears at the mention of your meds? A fear that you'll never be whole again? Let it go. Not because it didn't matter, but because you matter more. Because you need both hands open to receive what's coming next. The best is not behind you. There is still joy. There is still meaning. There is still love, still laughter, still purpose. Even on your hardest of days. So breathe. Unclench your fists, You are allowed to let go. You are allowed to let go. Something better is already on its way. And you, my friend, are not broken. You are becoming. Let's end it there. Once more, Happy New Year. May 2026 brings the best version of yourself.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.